that there is nitan la'atzila b'nafshes by Naira Hamarosa, that it says v'ei Moshiach lo, hayesh lo Moshiach, chol davar she'yochel lo Hoshiach. That's right in the middle of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. So that's the mocker of the din, that haray defach Naira Hamarosa is nitan la'atzila b'nafshes, to save the girl from being attacked by this person, you're permitted, even if necessary, to kill a person. And then there's what Tosis quotes from Yevamos, the Hakesha de Rabbi Yehuda. That there is nitan la'atzila b'nafshes by Naira Hamarosa. That it says v'ei Moshiach lo, hayesh lo Moshiach, chol davar she'yochel lo Hoshiach. That's right in the middle of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. So that's the mocker of the din, that haray defach Naira Hamarosa is nitan la'atzila b'nafshes, to save the girl from being attacked by this person, you're permitted, even if necessary, to kill a person. And then there's what Tosis quotes from Yevamos, the Hakesha de Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana Rav Yehuda, I think Tana Rav Yehuda, or Navoi Rav Yehuda, in Yevamos, has a Hekesh, it says in Parsha Sachem Lois Kedoshim, it says the list of all of the Arayas. Then it says, Kikola Shiyas, Mikola Ta'eb Yisrael, Benichrusko, the end of Parsha Sachem Lois. Whoever violates any of the above is Chayv Koras. So Rav Yehuda says in the Gemara in Yevamos, in the Bible, Hukshu Kol Arayas Kulam Ahadodi, is one big Hekesh, one sweeping Hekesh. They're all included all together. They all have the same din. So it means whenever you have a din written by any one of the Arayas, we assume that it applies by the others as well. So Tosfos has a discussion over here. Here in Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos Dima Maskel, Chabi Krisis. This is a Shaila, Hakesha de Rabbi Yehuda, how much is in, Hakesha Rabbi Yehuda goes on, Ukshu Kol Arayis Kulam Adoli. How much is included in that Hakesha Rabbi Yehuda? What about Mishka Behema? Is Mishka Behema included? So Tosfos says, it would appear from the Gemara that not. Mil kasha the last one habayim lo yiskish. You see from the Gemara from the sugya and Yevamos that behema is not included. Mishka behema is not included. The reason being because mishka behema is not called gilai rice. It's an issa. It's a toeva. But it would appear from the Gemara that mishka behema is not considered gilai rice. And the Tosfos on Ayin Dalet on the days quotes a Gemara. There's a gigantic Tosfos Ayin Dalet on the days, very famous Tosfos. The Tosfos quotes the Gemara that Ains Nus Lebehema, that if the din is that a Zayna is not permitted to marry a Kohen, the Zayna means a woman who's Nivel of Apostolah, a woman, one Tana Rav Lazar is of the opinion that Pani Habal Apnuya is Asor Zayna. So the Gemara, the way we have the Girsan, the Gemara in Yevamos, it says we don't pass like Rav Lazar. Some Goyna perhaps didn't have that Girsan, that's Rav Yeruchim Pela has an Arichas in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadigon. He claims that several goyim didn't have that gears in the Gemara, but that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. We passed on the pani habol apnuya. Shelo l'shem mishus. If he's bal er l'shem mishus, and then she's an eshes lish, it's not a zayna. But shelo l'shem mishus. Shem is nuus. So Rav Lazar's opinion, the Tanner of Lazar holds that she's asur zayna. She becomes a zayna. We don't pass like that. So what is a zayna who is asur l'koyin? Only if nivul ol apostol means an eshes lish, she zinso, she nenso. A woman is the mezana with her brother, with her father, with her uncle, but it's an uncle is mutter. Let's say a woman is mezana with her nephew, that's an isa, that's gilui arayis. Or a woman who is nevelis to an achri, or to a cholol, to an asin, a mamzer, a case of nivlo l'pasul l'psalma. So what if a woman is nevelis to a behema? That should be worse than all of the above. So the Gemara says, no, aims nus l'behema. That doesn't count, that's not called a zayna. So the Tosfos in the middle of the discussion there, Machlokes is the Rivam and the Rabbi Natan, he quotes that halacha, Aveins Nus Lebehema. It's by the, right after the narrow lines, when the lines become wide, and the second, before the very wide lines, the intermediate, the second wide line, it says, Aveins Nus Lebehema, as it says in Havol Yibimta, Daf Nun Tesam and Al. That if a woman is nevelis to a behema, she does not become a suwilikum. So the Pashto says that halach ain't nus lebehema is not just a local din in Zayin Asur Lakoyim. It means that Nishka Beim is not called Gilya Rice. That's what the place is implying over here. The Rishonim say that you don't say Yehorig Val Yavar on Mishka Beim. If someone threatens to kill me, unless I violate Shabbos, unless I eat trefus, unless I do some Aveira or another, so they say Pikoach Nefesh is Derecha Kol HaTorah Kulo. Pikoach Nefesh is not Derecha Gilya Rice. Avodah Zorah, Ritzicha. Pikoach Nefesh is not Derecha Gilya Rice. So what's Herzog with Mishka Beim? So the Rishonim say Ein Nusla Beim. The Ran on Daf Tes discusses on the sugya of Plani Ravani Leritzoni. So the Ran is quoted in the Meforshim on Shulchan Aruch on Yeridei and Sidon Kufn and Zayin. So the Ran draws the distinction between Mishkav Zohar as opposed to Mishkav Beim. Mishkav Beim is Ein Nusla Beim. So you can't call that Gilya Rais. And Tes gives the Hechocha from the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Dalet that Mishkav Beim is not included in the Hakeshu the Rabbi Yonah, where you say Hukshu Kol Arais Kulam Ahadodi with respect to Ha'roz, Kik Marbios, and Mishka Behem is not included. Other halachas also is not included by Mishka Behem. So what did Am Yehorig Val Yavar wouldn't apply? But Mishka Zohar, so it would appear from the Gemara that Mishka Zohar is considered Gilya Rais. That's what the Ran writes on Daf Tetz. He thinks that by Mishka Zohar you should say Yehorig Val Yavar. It's not like Mishka Behem. It's a different Issa that has Kors. Like eating on Yom Kippur also has Kors. Eating Chametz BePesach has Kors. It's not Gilya Rais. So just because this chorus per Mishka Vzoch and Mishka Beim doesn't necessarily indicate that it's Gilya Rais. We mentioned last week, I think, the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that Baal Anida has chorus, it's a pasuk in Chumash, but Baal Anida is not included in Gilya Rais. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yosher proves in the Gemara Yevam is also that Mishka, that the Bi of the Nida is not included in the Hekesh of Rabbi Yehuda, because the Hekesh of Rabbi Yehuda, Kol HaShias and Kol HaTeim Sehel, Hukshul Kol Arayis Kulam Adod, he only goes on Arayis, and Baal Anid does not Arayis, for Arayis, that the blood is not a Mamzer, and Kedushan Atoksin the Isha Nida, even if she didn't go to Mikveh before the Chuppah, the Kedushan Atoksin, so Rabbi Natam understands that that's an exception to the rule, that was, despite the fact that this Koris, it's not called Arayis. Rambam holds that it's an exception to the rule, that despite the fact that Nida is Gilya Arayis, the blood is not a Mamzer, and the Kedushan Atoksin, despite the fact that it is Gilya Rais, Rabbi Natam holds no. The fact that the Vlad is not a Mamzer and the fact that the Kedusha Matovsin is an indication that it's not Gilya Rais, yeah, neither is an exception to the rule. It's an exception to the rule that normally the rule is whenever there's Kores, it's Gilya Rais. And yet, despite the fact that there's Kores, it's an Isabia B'Alma. It's like a Koyim B'Grusha Yisrael B'Mamzeres. That it's an Isabia, it's not really called Gilya Rais. So that the Gemara here makes it clear that you wouldn't a reide fachar ha, let's say a mamzer is reide fachar ha isha la onso. So you wouldn't say you have a right nitin la tzila ben amsha, or a kohen is reide fachar ha grusha, a kohen gadol is reide fachar ha amono la onso. So the Gemara says the fairish, there's no din of killing the reide, because the din of killing the reide nitin tzila ben amsha is only when it's a case of Gilya Rais. And the Gemara learns up in the pasuk that mishkav zohar. The Mishnah says, and the Gemara says, right, there is a din of killing the Reidev. You have a right, you have an obligation to be matzel the nirdav, the chayiv shal Reidev. That sounds like Mishka Behema nit. The Gemara says from the post, Mishka Behema, someone is chasing after Behema, the Rova. So there's no din that you have a right, an obligation to kill the Reidev to prevent him from violating the Aveira Mishka Behema, because Mishka Behema is not called an Ervon. But Mishkav Zohar is called an Erva. So that's why by Mishkav Zohar there is a din of Reidev. Mishkav Behem there's no din of Reidev. That's how the Gemara says.
According to Rabbi Akiva, that's like the Lord remains a monster. Does he classify that as Gilya Rais for this purpose as well?
The Gemara doesn't have. That's a shaila. Rabbi Akiva, who holds that of Lad from a Chavi Lavin, is a mamzer. So what does Rabbi Akiva mean to say? Rabbi Akiva holds that all Chavi Lavin, all Chavi Lavin are called Arayis, and he would say Yehorig Val Yavar and all the Chavi Lavin? Or no, maybe he just means to say that the Vlad is Mamzer is not a function of Arayis. Maybe he's also masking that only Chavi Krisis are called Gilya Rais. Chavi Lavin is not Gilya Rais. But it just tells that Vlad Mamzer is not a function of Arayis, it's a function of Biyo Asura. So that's a famous machloikis, if you can say so, between Ravelvel Soloveitchik and the Ritva. Ravelvel has in his sefer, that's the only piece that he has in his sefer. And the Vel points out that it's a beautiful shtickle, but it's against the Ritva. So he has a right to disagree. He doesn't quote the Ritva. That's a shaila. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? I don't know. The whole story of Rabbi Akiva doesn't appear. Maybe Rabbi Akiva would disagree. Maybe he would hold that I write it by Chayvei Lavin. Isn't it the Matzila ben Avshalom? Maybe he holds that it would be hard by Yaakov. We don't have too much information about Rabbi Akiva. That's the shaila. Is that the case? Maybe because there's no kares, but the shan, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that it is arayis. Maybe he holds that all chayvei lavin are arayis. Rav Dovid Soloveitchik says like that. He says Rabbi Akiva holds that it's not arayis. Just the lad is mamzer and ain't kedushin tovsin. And the Ritva says not. So Ritva says according to Rabbi Akiva, it is arayis.
Why can't you say by mishkev zohar you're saving a man from doing the favor? Whereas over here it's.
Mishkev for
him, it's like Shabbos or
Avodah Zorah, right? Shabbos Avodah Zorah, Gemara also has a machlokes hatanoim. Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds that right if one is running to worship Avodah Zorah, that's over here on Ayin Dalet of an Aleph, about 10 lines into the white lines, about 20 lines from the top, 20, 25 lines from the top. Starts to have two dots, and it says, Tanya Rav Shimon bar Yochai on it. A person is running to church to worship Avodah Zorah. So his opinion is, based on Psukim, that it's nita lahatziloi ben avsho. You're allowed to kill him in order to prevent him. If you can convince him not to worship Avodah Zorah, so do so. If the only way to prevent him from worshipping Avodah Zorah is by killing the man, so Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds, based on the nita shatorna reshes, man, we don't pass from Hakam, he holds that it's nita lahatziloi ben avsho. Then his son, Rav Lozer Rav Shimon, sova lo ki avua, holds like the father, like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. That by a right if to worship Avodah Zorah is nita latzila ben avshay, you're allowed and obligated to kill him to protect, to prevent him from worshipping the Avodah Zorah. And based on Gzeira Shavah, Chilu Chilu goes one step further. He says that Mechal Shabbos Ayin is also nita latzila ben avshay. Someone is running to be Mechal Shabbos and I'm talking myself blue. I can't convince him not to be Mechal Shabbos. So I'm permitted to kill him in order to prevent him from being Mechal Shabbos. By Tesis Frek Akasha, what do you gain over here? I'm going to kill him, so that itself is the Chilul Shabbos. That's mutter. In order to prevent him from violating Chilul Shabbos, that's a malacha, so I'm permitted and obligated to kill him, to do a malacha, Chilul Shabbos, to prevent him from violating Chilul Shabbos, be Yisr. No, it's a din of Reidev. It's a Gzeres HaKadosh. He holds a Psa'psukim, a Gzeres Shabbos. Anyway, so the Gemara says we don't accept either. We don't accept the father, we don't accept the son. They don't accept Rav Shimon bar Yochai that the right of Achar Avoy Dezorah, Labad Avoy Dezorah, has a din of right if that it should be Nitel Atzilim and Avshim. And mainly, Rav Lozer Rav Shimon, the son of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, his din is an extension from the father's din. He learns Exver Shalach Chilul Chilul from Avoy Dezorah to Shabbos. So if you don't hold from the din of Rav Shimon bar Yochai from Avoy Dezorah, so the mainly the din of Shabbos falls off. So the Gemara learns it all that from Sukkim. How do you know that the din is so? That's the top of Ein Gimlon Beis. The Gemara knows it out from Sukkim. So again, so the original pasuk for the whole institution of Reidev, that it's Nitan Latzila Ben Avsho, you're permitted and obligated to kill a person in order to prevent him from doing something awful, the original din, Rabbi doesn't say, by Reidev Acha Chaver Lohargoy. The original din says, by Naira Hamarasa. It says, Ela Naira Chet Moves, how does it say? Tzoka nara marasla ve'y moshiyolo. Ey moshiyolo, ho yesh moshiyolo, v'cholda v'shiyocholo shiyo. That's right in the middle of Ein Gimel and Aleph. And then the Gemara learns a hekesh. The Pasuk says that if the girl was attacked, that nara marasla was attacked by someone else, oynis rachmanet patre, you can't give an oynis to the girl. Ki kashiyot mishal yeh, tzoka nefesh, kena dobrazeh. She's a victim of the act of crime, like a murder victim. So what is the murder victim is not guilty of anything. So she's also not guilty of anything. So the Gemara is, Babi, what do you need the mashal for? What is the mashal like that? So it must be to indicate a hekesh, an equation between the detail halachas of Naira Hamarasa and the detail halachas of Ritzeach. What could it be? So the Gemara says, for two purposes. Ein hekesh lemachza. You line up one din from Ritzeach to Gilei Arayis and one din from Gilei Arayis to Ritzeach. So the din that you learn from Gilei Arayis to Ritzeach is this din. The original pasuk is that it's a din of Reide Pachar Ha'erevola also. Hey, Moshiyolo, so I learn that. Hu Adinami, there's a din of Reide Pachar Chaveru Lahargoi. That it's also Nitin Latzila Ben Amshin. The other din that you learn out, the other direction, that's going to be the whole sugya on the next daf. That's Yehargval Yavar. That how do you know that there's a din of Yehargval Yavar by Gilei Arayis? Because the original din of Yehargval Yavar is developing Tzara Svara by Retzeach. Am I allowed to kill someone else in order to save my life? So the Gemara says, no, it's a Svara. My chos is the Dhamma the Dachsa Mikhtar. Of course not. The whole idea of Pikach Nefesh is that Lahatzel, Nefesh, Achas, Mitzvah is so important. You're even allowed to eat on Yom Kippur and drive to the hospital on Shabbos and make a telephone call and do an operation and do and eat chametz bepeslach and eat chazim and do kol to violate kol tarkula. You're allowed to violate everything, but it doesn't make sense to violate Ritzich in order to save my life. I should kill someone else. My chazir is the damid achsa mektvei. Maybe his kiroch nefesh is derecha mine. Why should you say mine is derecha his? So of course someone's going to die anyway. So there is no kiroch nefesh there. So that I know it's not a svara, that because nefesh is not decha ritzicha, is a svara. Whatever is a svara, I don't need a pasuk for. So once I know that svara, then I say that Yehargval Yavar even carries back to Gilei Arayis, because of the hekesh between Naira Hamarasa and Ratzech. So that's why the whole sugya of Yehargval Yavar appears on Dafayin Dalet, the end of the parak, because the sugya began with the din of Roidev, and Roidev goes pakeret. You learn the din of Roidev Achachavei Olahorgar from the din of Roidev by Naira Hamarasa. And that's based on the Pasik, the Hekish, and then the Hekish goes, Ein Hekish Lamachta, the Hekish goes from A to B and from B to A. You learn out each from the other. Rather, the Rambam quotes the Din of Roidev Achachaber Olahorgo, that if Nita Matzila Ben Avshoi, from a different Pasik, he doesn't quote this Pasik, he quotes the Pasik of Katzoi says Kapo. The Pasik says, Chinotzo Anoshim, two people that are fighting, the Niksha, how does it say? Eish Se'echot. One of the women comes to save her husband, she starts sucking the one who's trying to kill her husband, or picking on her husband. So then the Pasuk says, V'katzai says kapo. So the Rambam quotes from so the Gemara says, V'katzai says kapo, not to be taken literally, means moment. You make it pay, just a malitza. It doesn't mean that you have a right to cut off her arm. She embarrassed, she humiliated the other fellow in order to make him stop fighting with her husband. So that's the, so the Gemara says, the Katzai says Kappa means moment. So the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, and that part of the Katzai says Kappa can be understood literally. How can it be literally? If in order to say, they're having a friendly fight, they're fighting with each other. No one's a right if, not, it's not mitzvah should be mitzvah. No one is out to kill anybody else. They're just sucking at each other. And then the wife gets involved, she's putting one man into danger. She's mamish right if achar, the one who's trying to start up with her husband, she puts his life in danger. So then the Rambam quotes the Katzai says kapo, literally, that's a din of right if achar chaver lohargar, is nita matzila menafsha. So he says, you're allowed to cut off the arm, you're allowed to do whatever is necessary in order to save the nirdav. But the Babli doesn't have that rush. That's what the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei. The Katzai says kapo is the marker for Roidev HaChaber Lohargoy. Babli has that the din of Roidev HaChaber Lohargoy is based on the Hekish to the Naira HaMorosa. The Pashup Shat, when you learn the whole Gemara of Roidev HaChaber Lohargoy, the Pashtus is that you're allowed to kill the Roidev in order to save the Nirdav. Let's say killing the Roidev will absolutely not save the Nirdav. If, let's say, I can save the Nirdav in one of two ways. I have a gun, so I can shoot the Roidev in the leg, and that'll be the end of the whole story. Or I can shoot him in the heart, and that'll be the end of him. So that's, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to. Yeah, that's the Gemara on the top of Ayin Dalet and Aleph, that a Roidev, Achachaber Lahargo B'yochel Lahatzol Me'eched Me'yivaro, if I can save the Nirdav by shooting the Roidev in the leg, or by breaking his arm, by doing something else, the Gemara says you're not allowed. You're not allowed to kill the Roidev. You're only supposed to kill the Roidev if it's necessary. If it's not necessary, you're not allowed to. What if you go ahead and you did kill the Roidev when it wasn't really necessary? You're a sharpshooter. You could have shot him in the arm and the leg, and that would have been the end of that would have stopped the Redifa. And instead, you went and you killed the Roidev. But by killing the Roidev, you did save the Nirdav. So what's the deal in such case? Do you say, since you had no right to kill the Roidev, so you hired me, so I'm not? So that's what the Gemara quotes on the top of Ayin Dalet and Aleph. There's a Tana Rav Yenison Ben Shol. It's an unusual name. So the Gemara quotes the Tana as one man's opinion. Oh, Rabbi Yenison Ben Shol has this unusual opinion that he says that if you shot the Roidev dead instead of shooting him in the leg to stop the Redifa, so he says not only did you do wrong, he says Naragolov, the one who kills the Roidev is Chayiv Misa. If we can ascertain that you're an expert shooter, And you could have shot him in the leg instead of shooting him in the heart. And you killed him, even though you're killing the right of saved the life of the Nirda, but you could have saved the life of the Nirda, Bechad Nevorim. So Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul holds, never go off. The Gemara presents it also on Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara says, ah, Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul. Yeah. So the Gemara always refers to it as Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, the minority opinion, one man's opinion, an unusual name, Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul. You get the mashmos from the Gemara that the majority opinion is against Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul. Against him in what sense? What do they disagree? So the Rambam spells it out in Hilchos Retzeach. Here the Ayin Nishpat Ner Mitzvah has an aleph here that the Rambam quotes the din in the Gemara. Yeah, the Rambam quotes half of the din, not the whole din. Rambam and the last, and the punchline, the Rambam changes the din. And you can save the Nirda by shooting the Reidiv in the leg. You're not allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to shoot him in the heart. But then the next line, the punchline, when Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul says, Neragolov, and if you shot him unnecessarily, because he could have saved the life of the Nirda by shooting him in the leg, that you'll get the death penalty. So that the Rambam says, not so. No, a Reidiv is a Gavrik Tila. Right, if it's a Gavrik Tila, so Harga and a Neragolov. You don't get the Yonish Misa. The Rambam does not pass like Rabbi Yonatan. The first half of Rabbi Yonatan and Shaul, the Tanoim, the other Tanoim also agree. But the second half, they disagree with Rabbi Yonatan and Shaul holds Neragolov, that the one who kills the right gets the death penalty, so that the Rambam writes is not, we don't accept that Malacha, we accept the majority opinion. And the other din is that he's a Gavrik Tila, the right is a Gavrik Tila, and whoever kills him is Eden Eregola. But here is what about the following case? We have a different Shiloh. This Machlekes HaTanoim, Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul and the Chachamim, they're both talking about a case, I killed the Reidev, and by killing the Reidev, I did save the Nirdav. The only thing is, I could have saved the Nirdav in another fashion by breaking his arm. I could have shot him in the leg. But Lamaisa, I didn't do that. I could have done, I didn't do that. I shot him dead, and I did save the Nirdav. What if the following case, let's say someone ties up a person, he chains him to a building, and he locks the chain, and he can't get him out. And then he strikes a match, and he makes a fire, and the guy's going to burn to death. The guy's going to burn to death, and the one who made the fire is a Reidev. So if I'm going to shoot the Reidev, it's not going to save the Nirga. So do you have a right to shoot the Reidev in such a case? The pashto should be that everyone should agree you have no right to shoot the right of your kid. What has it got to do? Even, huh?
Did the Avera, right?
Did the Avera. Well, we can undo it.
Stop him.
Oh.
Not once he's done it.
Yeah. You have no right to kill the right of after he already killed the Nirdav. Over here, killing the right of is not going to save the life of the Nirdav. That's the Shiloh. Is a Gavrik Tila. See, the Rambam paskens against Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul. He agrees with the first half of Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul that whenever it's Yochel Lahatzel Bech and Neivorav, you're not allowed to shoot him dead. You should shoot him in the leg. Lechatchila, it's an Iser Ritzicha. But if you go ahead and you did shoot him, Sof, you did save the Nirdav. You did save the Nirdav, so the Roidev has the status of a Gavrik Tila, so not Chaimis. But the Shiloh is in this case. If I'm going to shoot the Reidev, that's not going to save the Nirdav.
He's in the fire, it's not a dog or a tila because
it's not Reidev. Yeah. So the pashto should be that you have no right to kill her. That's all the pashto. So that's Rab Chaim Oizer quoting our Rashbo in Bavakama. Rashbo in Bavakama says, Faker. There's a Mishnah in Bavakama about Komlei v'Derab Minei. So the Mishnah gives a few examples of Komlei. Komlei v'Derab Minei, you had it in the Gemara. We're going to have it again here. Komlei v'Derab Minei is a pasuk in Chumash that if the idna at the same time a person does an act of ritzicha and he makes a hezek, let's say I shoot someone dead, so at the same time that I killed him, I also soiled his, I ruined his clothing because I made holes in his clothing, or I burnt him to death. So I burnt the clothing, I destroyed all of his the clothing that he had. So do you have to, in addition to getting the death penalty for murder, do you also have to pay for the hezekim? So the pasuk tells us a din in Parshas Mishpatim, last week Sedra, that emosin yim and asat nefesh emlo yosain anish yanish. If he didn't succeed, if he didn't kill a woman, so then you make him pay the mevulotis. Emosin yim, then you don't pay the mevulotis, and that's one of the makaris of kam lebi derabanim. Mar and Eilu Naris in the third Perek Mitzvahs. Has a few sources for the principle of Kamla with the Rabbinate. And that's the main source, the Pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, Kamar Yerushalayim. In Moslem year, that you don't pay the Mevil Otis. If the woman dies, the Isha dies, so then you don't pay the Mevil Otis. So the... Mishnah Bava Kama gives a few examples of Kamar Yerushalayim. So one example is Hasarif Kiddisha Shal Chaver B'Shabbos. I burned down my neighbor's barn on Shabbos. I'm Chayiv Misa because of Malacha. I did a Havara on Shabbos, and his Chayiv Mamon for the Hezek. If he would burn down the barn in the middle of the week, it would be Odom HaMazik. So since it's B'Yidna, simultaneous, so then you say Kom Levi D'Rakmine, and even Bizman Azeh, the Mishnayis were all written after the Churban by Sheni. There was no deal in the Foshas anymore. Even Bizman Azeh, that Lamaisa, you don't give him any penalty, there is no Einish Misa, so you still say Kom Levi D'Rakmine. That's the din of Tanu de Bechizkir. The Gemara is going to quote it later, and Rashi quotes it here on his daf. Where is it? Here's the Rashi. On Ayin Gimel on the base, Rashi quotes it. Rashi writes, towards the end of the narrow lines in Rashi, before they get wide. It's about five lines before the end. The Afagav de lo yiktol, Rashi writes, and even though the Maisa, we don't give them the death penalties, the one canon come lebi de rabminei. So he says, nonetheless, we spot him betashlumen, kidikai molon, as is the accepted psak in Ksuba's daf lamed hey. That's the brisa of Tana de Bech Hiskia. In Hiskia's yeshiva, they have this brisa. And that's a popular brisa Tosis shows later. Tosis shows on the Gemara that Tana de Bech Hiskia, the Gemara quotes it as if that's the accepted opinion. The Ratanoim who disagree with Tana de Bech Hiskia, but Tosis says, well, that's the accepted opinion. Such a famous brisa, the Tosis on Ayin Tesam Abay shows. This Tana de Bech Hiskia is here on the third line from the top of Ayin Tesam Abay. In Hiskia's yeshiva, they had a brisa that deals with the issue of Kom Levi D'Rabminei, that not only if you kill the person B'mezid and you actually get the death penalty on your potter, not only if you Mechal Shabbos B'mezid with Man HaBayis, and you actually get the death penalty on your potter from the Tashlumin that happened simultaneously, even if it's Bizman HaZeh and it's B'Shogeg and there's no way in the world that he's going to get the death penalty, you still apply the name of Kom Levi D'Rabminei. Whenever it's Misa in Momin, so that even though Lamaisa he doesn't get the Einish Misa, he still say Kam Levi D'Rabbanei. If it will be Malkus in Momin, there's an aspect ascertained that he did the Aveira in such a way that theoretically he would have been. Right, so we have to ascertain that he would have been Chayiv Misa. He did the Aveira of Ritzich in such a way he would have been Chayiv Misa, except for the fact that it's Bizman HaZeh or B'Shogeg or something. Or he did the Chilul Shabbos B'Shogeg. But if he would have done it B'Mezid, there would have been a Chiyuv Misa. So then even Chilul Shabbos B'Shogeg is also Kam Levi D'Rabbanei. Yeah, yeah. No, but Zman Hazeh, the Hasra doesn't make any sense. No, because it's like B'Shogeg. Like there's someone that doesn't have a B'Shogeg. Even Zman HaMikdash, there's no Misa. Yeah, so that's the din of Tanah Derech Hizkin. He learns that from a pasuk that you say Kam Levi D'Rabbanei. So the Mishnah gives one example, a few examples in Bava Kama. One example, I serve Kedisha Shal Chaver B'Shabbos. I burned down the other fellow's barn on Shabbos, so the Chi of Misa for Chil Shabbos and the Chi of Mamon for Mazik are chal together, simultaneously. So therefore you don't have to pay the Mamon, you just get the Einish Misa. Even if you're not going to get the Misa, even as Banazay, you still say Kam Levi D'Rabbanei. So the Mishnah gives another example.
Konev Kisa B'Shabbos.
Another example, right, that's in Ksubis mainly. But the Mishnah Bava Kama has another example. I tied an Eved, you can tie anybody. He tied up an Eved to the barn. One of the farm workers is there. You can tie up a Ben Choron also to the barn, but the boss is usually not there on the farm. So he ties up a person to the barn, and there's no way he chains him and he's not going to be able to run away. And then he makes a Sreifa, and he's burning down the whole barn. He makes a Sreifa, Arum and Arum, and he makes a Hezek, the whole barn burns down. And he killed this person. He killed the Eved Knaini. So the Mishnah says it, Kam Levi D'Rabbanei. So Tosis and all the Mishnayim are bothered with Akasha. Kam Levi D'Rabbanei only applies when it's B'Yidno, when the Chiyuv Misa and the Chiyuv Mamon are Chal simultaneously. But Bishleima, when he served Kedisha Shel Chaver, Bishabbos, he burns down the barn on Shabbos. So the whole burning down of the barn is a Hezek, and the whole burning down of the barn is Chilul Shabbos. So the Chilul Shabbos is, the Chiyuv Misa of Chilul Shabbos is simultaneous with the whole Hezek. But by killing the person who's tied there, so he only dies half an hour, in the middle, Let's say you have a big barn, a whole couple of acres, and the whole thing he burns down, makes a sreif, arum and arum, and it's burning for a couple of hours, and the hezek took a few hours, and the ritzicha took 20 minutes till he burned to death. When the flame, for 2 hours, the flame is coming towards him, until the flame finally reaches him, 2 hours later, so in half an hour he'll be dead. So the 2 hours before and the 2 hours after, where's the kam levi d'rabbinei? Where is it b'yidna? Why does it say he's potter from everything? He should only be potter from the hezek that occurred while this person was done. So Tosfos comes up with a chiddush, one ma'isa. Tosfos comes up with a chiddush, it's back with the Gemara in Ksuvos like that, that there are two kinds of kam levi d'rabbinei. Either if the chibam chinisa b'yidna simultaneously, or even if it's not simultaneous, even if it's not b'yidna, but if it's chad ma'isa. He made a dleike, he made a fire, and this fire caused ritzicha, and the same fire caused hezek. So even though the chi of mom and the chi of misa are not simultaneous, but it's chad maisis, so it's kom levi d'rabbanim. And the Rajbo is not so convinced, because the Gemara in Ksuvos has two versions, whether that's so, whether is there such a din of chad maisa or not. So Tosfos says that that's pshat in the Mishnah. How can it be pshat in the Mishnah if the Gemara in Ksuvos has amoraim, who are not sure whether there's such a din as chad maisa? So the Rajbo says, no! When he makes a dleika that's ultimately going to kill the other fellow, so the whole time he has the status of a roidev. So a roidev is nitan latzvila benafsho. So you have a right to kill the man who made the fire. You kill the man who made the fire, the guy's going to die anyway. That's a fantastic chiddush that the Rajba has, if he's right. The Rajba is picking on Tosfos. He doesn't agree with Tosfos' answer of chad maisa. He has to give a better answer. So what's a better answer? So he says, when you start the dleika here, this flame is ultimately going to reach the man who's tied up, he's going to die. So you are considered a roider from the beginning. And even though by killing me, you're not going to save the life of the nirdav, still, it's still covered with the din of kam levi d'rabbanei, I'm still a gavrik tila. Sof kol sof, I am a roider. Okay. Maskim, isha mishim chitza. But the shaila is, the simple reading of our Gemara is that you kill the roidev to prevent them from violating the aver of Mishkav Zohar, to prevent them from violating the aver of Chilul Shabbos, to prevent them from violating the aver of Avodah Zohar, to prevent them from violating the aver of Boal Naira Hamarosa, of Boal Arayis, Boal Achos, Boal Lima, Boal Bita, to prevent them, or by the Ritzicha, to prevent them from doing the Ritzicha. So if you killed them, well, you could have shot him in the leg, but Sof Kol Sof, by killing him, you saved the life of the Nirdav. So that was a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Yerushim and Shol Nirabonon. You weren't allowed to do it lahatchila, but by the Eved, you say he's a gavrik tila, you don't get the death penalty on that. That's because killing him chotch saved the life of the nirdav, but to kill the roidev was not going to save the life of the nirdav. There's no mocker in the Gemara at all. So the Rajba says there's no mocker in our Gemara, but it's a Mishnah Bava Kama. He says that shot in the Mishnah Bava Kama. But even though you had no right to kill him, but there is a din of kam levi d'rabbanei. Sof kol sof, he does have a din of roidev. It's a very big chiddush.
Avner was taken to task because he could have shot a
matzo. Right. He did wrong. Everybody agrees that he did wrong. Everybody agrees that the first half of Yonis and Ben Shol, whenever it's possible to save the nirdav by shooting the roidev in the leg, yachal ashu bechem evorah, so everyone agrees he's not allowed to kill him. But the shot is b'dieved if you did. So the Rajban not only holds like the Chachamim in that case, but even if by killing the right, if you don't even save the Nirdav at all, the Chachamim still disagree with Rabbi Yonis and Ben Shol. It's a very big thing.
Is that a point after the Misa?
I would think that not. Once he's dead already, he's no more right. After he already did the Averis Parfum, then you can only... It says, Lo Yumas HaRetzeh Hadom Delechnei Ha'idol HaMishpah. The Pasuk says, you're not allowed to take the law into your own hand. You have to wait till the Dezen makes a Gemar Din. The Din of Reidiv is only before he got killed. So we always learn about it. The Din of Reidiv is before he got killed to save the Nirdav. The Rajba says, no. If you're not, so we don't understand it. Well, if you're not saving the Nirdav, so what's the difference before and after? Just like you're not allowed to kill him after, see? Because you're not saving the Nirdav, so how are you allowed to kill him before? Chaim Oizer doesn't really answer it. He just points out the Rajba. It's a Chiddush. Shver Chiddush.
Yeah, that's what
the Rajbo seems to say. He doesn't hold from Chav Maise. The Gemara in Ksuvos has two versions about Chav Maise. The Gemara has a case Azor Ches Mitchilas Dalet L'Sof Dal. Someone shoots an arrow, a chetz, on Shabbos. Mabed Dalet Amos B'Shus Haram. So he picks up a knife and he throws it Dalet Amos away. And when it lands in the street, he was Mabed Dalet Amos B'Shus Haram. Is Chayiv Nisa and even is Banazera and there's no Hasra, nothing B'Shoygim. It still comes over the Rav Menei. So if Korah Shiroi, if he ripped the silk, the Godim in the middle. So you say Kamala with the Rabbinay. So the Gemara says, why is Kamala with the Rabbinay? The Chiyuv to pay for the beggar that got torn is at the time that you ripped it. That's in the middle. The Chiyuv for Machal Shabbazayin is after you do the Hanocha, you have to do Akira. And Mabadal Ram is an Hanocha. So it's not the Yidma, it's not the Vasacha. So the Gemara has two explanations. So one explanation the Gemara gives is it's Chad Maisa. It's Chad Maisa, so it doesn't have to be the Yidma. That's what Taisus claims is a Mishnah Bava Kama. So the Gemara says maybe that's the Pshat here. And if that's the Pshat, then the Gemara says it's only literally Zorak Chetz. Only Zorak if we shot the arrow. Then it's Chad Maisa. What if Mabir Chetz? What if he's carrying an arrow? Yes. So every step of the way he could stop. The Gemara says he can stop in the middle. That's not called Chad Maisa. Chad Maisa is he lights a flame and then everything burns down as one Maisa. Or he shoots an arrow and Lemotzi Lahadure. The Gemara says he can't pull the arrow back. So that's called Chad Maisis. If it's Zorak Chetz, then it's Taka Chad Maisis, so it's Kamla with the Rav Minei, even though it's not Bid. Then the Gemara gives another answer, no. It could be that the Zorak is Labdachki, even Mabre Chetz, even if he's carrying the knife in his hand. And even though he can stop in the middle, any step of the way he can stop. He can stop after ripping the Begodim and walk backwards and not do the Hanoch after Dalai Lamas. So in which case it's not going to be called Chad Maisa. So why should it be Kamla V'Rabbanan? So Gemara says no. The second explanation the Gemara gives is it is Be'idna. How is it Be'idna? It doesn't have to be Be'idna of the Chiyuv, it has to be Be'idna of the Mechayev. The Chiyuv Misa from Mabed Al-Ramas B'Shus HaRabim is it's a composite Mechayev that consists of Akira, Havara Al-Ramas B'Shus HaRabim V'Hanocha. So when you do the Hanocha, after the carrying Dalai Lamas, it takes a few moments, if he's walking slowly, so he does Akira, Havara Dalai Lamas, Hanocha. So the actual Chiyuv Misa is when he does the Hanocha. But all three constitute the Mechayev. The Akira with the Havara Dalai Lamas with the Hanocha, it's all part of the Mechayev of Misa. So for Kam Levi Derab Minei, that Misa partners from Momin, the Gemara is Mechadesh, that it's not necessary to have the idna of the chiyuv miso. If it's the idna of the mechayev, it's also good enough to say kamla with the rav minei. Those are the two pshatim in the gemara. So the Rashba points out that according to one lashon in the gemara, the bechlal does not din of chad maisa. There's no such. It's not necessary to say such a din. Maybe there's only a din of the idna. Maybe there's no din at all that there's a kamla with the rav minei. If it's not the idna, as long as it's chad maisa. So that's why he's not so convinced that Tosis Pshat on the Mishnah Bava Kama is acceptable. Tosis claims that the Mishnah Bava Kama by Hayagdi Kofuslo, the Eved Samachlo, he ties up the Eved, and the Eved chains him to the building, and the Eved is going to get killed. And then I make a Srefer that it's Kamala with the Rabbinate. So Tosis says it's based on Chad Maisa. So the Rashba says he's not so convinced that there is such a din as Kamala with the Rabbinate Chad Maisa. There's only one version in the Gemara in Tzudus. The other version denies it, but there is no such a law. So that's what prompts the Rashba to say his pshat on the Gemara Bava Kama. His pshat is a maybe dikechit that is a din of roidev that makes kamla with the rabbin, even though killing the roidev is absolutely neither here nor there. It's not going to save the life of the nirdaf. So he holds that's posh pshat on the Mishnah. Okay. Would be a knife. I mean, to kill a behemoth to save the fellow from violating the avera. An interesting idea. Not mechuyif to. I don't know. Not mechuyif to. I mean, I'll save the person from doing the avera. It's a nice idea. Yeah, and if it doesn't belong to me, you'll need mechuyif to pay. Yeah. Cleave to pay, even if by killing the behemoth I'll save someone's life. The Gemara says, Amatlatz Mamachavera has to pay. Certainly over here, when I'm not even saving anybody's life, I'm just saving, I'm preventing from someone from violating an Avera by killing the behemoth. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Could be Halotel or Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Are you mechuyif? Someone is that. That's what they tell over the stories by Rabbi Herschel Astrapolyon and other Siddush Tzadikim. They tell a story about the Chofetz Chaim also, I think, that someone was breaking in to gamble their property. So they said they're mafker all the property. Well, they're mafker the property in order to be matzel the ganav from violating the aveira of gneid. You mechuyif? The nignat is mechuyif. It's a mitzvah to be mafker his property in order that the ganav shouldn't violate the loisignat. So Goran Midas Chasidus, Mikra Din, you should say Halitei Le Rosh of the Yomus. The Gemara has that expression in the Mishnah like that in Ma'ase Sheni. Halitei, a person is stealing non-kosher food. He's stealing non-kosher food and he's eating it. So I should go warn him. Hey, don't eat it. It's treif. Gnei, he doesn't care about the kashrus. He's strictly orthodox, so he would never eat the non-kosher food. So should I put up a sign that this is non-kosher? It doesn't belong to the ganav anyway. So that's a machlokes Hatanai. So we accept the opinion Halitei Le Rosh of the Yomus. We're not mechuyif to put up a sign to warn that this is not kosher. Halitei Le Rosh is no mitzvah to be matzal him from another. So Midas Chasidus. Only by Ganav.
Right.
Could be, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Tommy, you should. It's Tommy, it's better to kill a behemoth rather than to kill him.
He's the one who's guilty.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. On the bottom of the daf, on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara is discussing all of the details of the Halacha Avreidus. So one of the dinim is often in the Mishnah that if a Zohar is chasing after another Zohar to violate Nishkav Zohar, so the din is Avreidus Achar HaZohar LaOnsoi is the din of Nitan LaHatzila Ben Alshon. So the Gemara says, and how do you know that that's so? Maybe the Pasuk only says, Tzuak Anayim Rasa Be'im Moshiyah Baha Yesh Lo Moshiyah B'chol Dov Shat Yoch LaOshiyah. That goes on Ara Hamarosa. Maybe you may say Hakesha the Rav Yoina. Maybe it goes on all other Arayas. Maybe Mishkav Zohar is not included. How is it so clear in the Mishnah? How did all the Panoim agree that Mishkav Zohar also has the din of Rodef Achar Ha'ervo Leonso? So the Gemara Darshins, because it says in the Pasuk, this is about the 8 lines from the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Pasuk says, that whole Pasuk, V'lanar L'Saf Sadovar, Ela narachet mavis tzaka nar hamarasa ki basare mitzah tzaka nar hamarasa vei moshiolo. So that phrase vei moshiolo gives you this whole klal of reidif, and that pasuk when it says vela naira ela narachet mavis, the word naira is spelled chosehei, spelled nunayin resh. So the Gemara treats it like a kriyak siv. So what's the thing when you have a kriyak siv and you're trying to establish what the aloch is? Sometimes there's a major discrepancy between the kriyak siv. A while ago, we learned the beginning of Sanhedrin Daf Dalit. The Gemara quoted a lot of cases where there is a machlekes satanayim, whether yeshem la mikro or yeshem la masoris. But you paskin like the kri, which is the mikro, or you paskin like the masoris, which is the masoretic text, which is the ksiv. So the Gemara has a whole machlekes satanayim. Rambam is a problem. The Rambam paskins half the time. When we look in Shulchan Aruch, we can't detect this theory. Because in Shulchan Aruch, they just quote the dinim. The bottom line, they don't tell you what the dinim is based on. But when you learn the whole sugi of Abdalit, so you see that half of the dinim and the Rambam are based on the assumption that you follow Kri, and half of the dinim are based on the assumption that you follow Ksiv. So that's a problem. The Lecha Mishnah has a big trouble on that. Isn't that a contradiction in the Rambam? Which is it? Do you follow the Kri or do you follow the Ksiv? According to Abdalit, that's a problem. So it's a problem. I don't know. We don't know exactly the answer. So the Tesis points out in a few places this issue, whether you follow the Kri or follow the Ksiv, is only when it's a toss-up that cannot be resolved. It's either the Kri or the Ksiv. One is going to win and the other one is going to lose. What if you can somehow darshan the Kri and the Ksiv together? You make a drasha that the two should blend in together and live in harmony, peace and harmony together. Like it says in last week's Seder, I think, Sholosh Pamam Hashon, Yeroi calls the Churchos, Pnei Adin Hashem. All the men have to be Oyla Regel on Pesach Shavuot Sukkah. So it says Yera'eh. The Kri is Yera'eh, but the Ksiv is Yira. So the Gemara Darshan's Yera Yera'eh. Kederach Shebolei Ro is Kach Bolei Ro. Just like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is looking at the people, the simple reading of the pasuk is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam comes to look at the people. So too, we come to see the Shechina. That's what it sounds like. Shalosh Pam Hashana Yireh calls L'churach Haspenei Ha'ben Hashem. That's not the Kri. The Kri is Yireh. We should appear. We should be seen by the Shechina. And the Ksiv sounds like it's Yireh. So the Gemara has a drasha in the first daf of Chagiga. Yireh Yireh. You blend in together the Kri with the Ksiv. So Tesis writes on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that whenever you can figure out a drasha that they should both live in peace and harmony, that's the best thing to do. Darshan both together. And whenever you can't darshan both together, whenever it's a toss-up, either the Kri or the Ksiv wins and the other one loses, so then you have a machlekes hatanam. So here also the Gemara darshans both the Kri and the Ksiv. Nar, it's spelled Nun Ayin Resh, so it's really, it's written Nar, but it's a Kri and Ksiv. The Kri is Nahara. Eila Narachet Mavis, the Kri is Nahara. So you darshan both the Kri and the Ksiv. Nar is Mishkav Zohar. And Naro is Naro Hamarasa. I mean, the whole context of the Parsha is Naro Hamarasa. But the fact that it's written, the Ksiv is written Nar, so that you darshan that too, that it goes on Mishkav Zoh. This is really an issue in Achrayim. This Gemara, or Pashat, the way I'm presenting the Pshat and the Gemara, is that you have a conflict between the Kri and the Ksiv and you darshan both. So this is all on the assumption that Nar, Nunai and Reish, and you read it, Naro is a Kri or Ksiv. That's a Shaila, is that so? Because the word Nairo is spelled so many times in Chumash, Nun Ayin Resh. So the Achrayim raised the question, maybe that's not a Kriya Ksiv. At the end of the first Perek, Anan Ladikinun Behaseris Viseris. There may be a lot of mistakes in the Sefer Torah, we're not so bucky. The Gemara says the Vav of Gochen is the middle of all the letters of the Sefer Torah. The big Vav in Gochen is Emtza Osio Sheba Sefer Torah. So the Gemara assumed that there is an even number of letters in the Sefer Torah, not an odd number of letters. And the Gemara had
Ich will so viel. 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 Там видно, что люди сидят, на азам заложили, да там сатанцы.
Сам заложили, да там сатанцы.
Well, on so with the same chin, the same as with the name, no, no. So the Pasha Rach in the row, on so with the same chin, in the row, on so with the European Shiab near the Desian chin, the Shrach of the Bab, come on, get a million Chayavas. Sweet in the wind. Well, I shall be able to say to it, this is not even a little bit of a shop, and it didn't end up. Mit dog de so gemit los aber da op chin meine shach yedet ne ne mocht de roin de roh lahe don des mir shuv de khayes ne de roh lahe des mit dog de so gemit na kolag yak des yel mit ni ran roh yed mit des shil roh yed des mocht de roin bain roh yed van yes yed shu ne de roh ne des ma farak zal des ne de roh ne des op chin meine shach da os ni ze wel ne sham ne sh ze mi mocht de roh yed shab am ze shogi ma yak ze khun de gar ne ma ar ne mo yino mit na ne ze sirat ne shar ze yel khamas des יש יאב מאמז דאס נэнד די מוסט מוב דאס דאס שאמז איז אין די געסאפט שאמז איז געסאפט אין פרישן מיר זענען זאב אויף קאמע די טוב איז די נאלע נייך אין דער ליסט אנצ מיר האב גיט נэт אנדערס מיר האב גיט נэт דאס מוסט מוב אין דעם מוסט קעפ נישן דא שאל דאס מוסט נэт איז שאמז מיר דאן מוסט מוסט מאדע אבער אז עס נэт סכי וואס געזוכט דוק 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 אין דער נוך מיר דאס קאש גיב מיר דאן נוך קאנין קאנין מיר דאו קען מיר אסטן מאל דאס הייסט מיר וואס געשריבן זאל נישט גיין אסע זנאו פאַקט קאם ניט דזיין פון מסאַך אין אַ צוד אין אוסטאַנד זוי ווי אַх דזוי געוואָרן די דינע שאַב די גיינע גיט דזע אין אויף זעסט מוס אַלע רוה אין אַх דאָ מאַ אַ פאַל זעסט געסאַפ מיט קאַד מוס די רוה פושן יבן דוק דאס נייטן די מיר מוס די רוה די וועט די שאַב דן דאַ גראט צו פאַר די נײַנע מוין דזע שאַב גיט אַ דאס אַ נאָך גייט גיט דאַ פראיש שיימע חנגען וואי דאס נאָכשן אַ נײַע דאַ 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 זעלב דאַ סקיפס jetz soll ich nemir de shtaf fun mesen ge khlili jetz mir mit dama shmel ram mut yek tsin de sara aber der rat soll jetz drum git man shier de bret nemir fit do hab ich jetz sehr smart kopf hat mit ana de sehr nem shof fun shier in de bine ye sharf da mit ana de rich pa pa ye sharf und mit ana de sehr de gem ma shun in bab de gel khamis es na gis da fun mesen ge khar ye de licht Yaxs ey bizan ikhmet Es ist immer so, wie wir ihn doch jetzt. Es hat mir auch zählen, na doch geht. Lira spät kam so zu. Lira spät kam so zu. Ich hab mir am Lasch mal noch mal. Ich hab mir noch zwei, das ist mir am Glimm ist. Ich hab mir so eine Ute, ich bin der Pan, der Paul Soppel, und bin da, das sie, das ist ja auch, das sie. Oh, ihr, die Schuh, die Mobi, das ist mir so zu, und kriegen. Barb, sind ja auch so, wie beim Gehirn, so ich, so ich, das ist auch, 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 das ist Oh, Ras Ashmer, face bad to see me, it's all good. And the Tatsa Makara, and the Tatsa Gracias. And the Marriage of the Market, the Shmima, 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 the Und in der Patz, du wirst also, gibt es euch, dass du bist ja am Dach heran, so ihr kam geht. Sie haben Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, dass du wissen, dass du am Dach hoch, kannst du, d יבזול יכתלי דינה ויהוסי אוכלה ובזול ולפת. ראי, יבוס יש דסרום גידוס לדס. אל פרק מולון. אבל סנאו, לברו הלו ברך, אף לגר ואחר נסידס. מגיל, בין אבזול ילו, בין אבזול ביסנאו כוס. אבל תפיפן מפרק יסנאו ליס. ועוד מכסם לסנאו כנסנאו, ואהלו בזיכנו, ולפת בירושיה. שיש שיש יש יש חנה מליס נאמתין תראה בי דיו פיפוס אז לא יש שיש שיש חנה רייז ביס נאמת יש חנה בזמליס נאמת תראה לא בדבנס שום נאב דמס נאמת לא דם נאמ גיטס תראה בי די דיו ריס נאמת תראה בי זה די דם נאמת לא ליש נפח צאל פיין אל דיו רני דיו אוט אין אל טי יאס יו חלאו פאד דוי זריח דיו ראה דיו בזא די סנאמת אוט דיו ראה סאשי ביצאש דסי דס תראה דס נאמת Right, the night and night, the sorrow of muscles on Kasi. Oh, you brown me, nah. You're spying on your stuff, so it's good. Right, I've been so good, come back there, you'd be lost, what? He nothing was a surprise, I've been over here, so you shouldn't say, oh, Rahma, so the show. See, oh, Rahma, move, so the show, fit. So, love, so it's all good. Schreck, and that's the right, but it's such, this is the sick, far, but maybe not the new room, I just... Warum wir gerecht auf Macht aller Gitschers, der Raum, wie die Dreies. Warf sind so weib, so licht das. Oh, ihr Bier, sie wird auch gelohnt. Sehr weh, war er da gelohnt, ab. Es ist ja jüdisch. Arrei, so chisch, tschimam, rin, na sei, bei, ich kleid, mein Freiheit. Warf sind an, so war, rah, wer ist auf, mich, wer ist, wer ist nicht. Aber fuhr, rach, ach, ich schall auf, war er, wer ist, ja, schimmen, sie sich, nie, sie, wer ist, im Chin, ne, bis. Der Reis, der Ruhe, sie ist, Now it's up to what's in the very verse that he should really do. The verse is in the fact that he should have reached the way of vanity. The same shame on him, he can't see the sea on the foot, he's the old man, and married him in the that's in the verse. He goes down and said, listen, it's the rock of the law, it's the end of the Shirach did us all halal baushtus. Yeah, see all halal bahalal. The shark it says on the room, get that is in it. The mom of Sitapsi Klam, Rachel. Sitapsi Klam, head or a law who you. At Galah Nori was his room, get us in it. I really will mock the souls. You're a big man, you're a Bahashin, you're a Sadi, you're a Bahashin, you're a Bahashin, you're a person. A cat pounds of the lion chin, and the machine only wants to do you the cities. And now it doesn't chin, that the lion is Bahashin, you're a big man, you're a Sadi, you're a Hanau Karim, you're Oh, Sarah Maram, I have a run of it. Also, for the roots, the old family. Here, and in Barry the Bill Moxkin. Sir, I'm the gold, Papa, and he's dead, he's on his own, that's the most so I and wrong with this. What do you mean? Shake, get the tons of youth, the man of it, you're like, you see. Mit wissen in der Dorf und der Schamme der Atem war nur schattlich hier ich nehme mir noch gar nicht aus dem Mann und ich frage ich alle wissen ich mit wissen in der ehrlich größten Dorf haben so die Füße in der Gestiel so mir leicht ich die Arme weisen in der Schamme der Atem immer gar nicht mir immer gar nicht gesagt und das ist halt durch und ich sage die Pässe schaue die Pässe nach sie jetzt sind in der Füße in der Gestiel aber ich habe ihn nicht da das nicht aufgelöst und bei Redewell mach das aus denn das ist ein Handschuh mit Zell und Mann und ich frage nach dieser Rutei. Well, if you're right, there's a healer, a roof, and that's the most good. A shrine, a billy, stand at the end, and in the hands of the area, if I know what's the punish, there's no way, see, and the axe, see, the tanty. Fearly, a rabbi, there's a tongue, oh, God. Fearly, a rabbi. See, and the axe, I had the red, and the rabbi, he caught his oak, the dog. Fear, and the rabbi, the mach, yes, let's see, the. See, and the axe, he moved, and the one, see, and the axe, man, says, the girl, there's a grand axe, and you, the. Oh, sahil, the tree, the axe, he, Sieh, wie ach, so sonne, was soll ich tun? Und kann er erst, wie soll ich denn mal wieder, wenn man es da ja auch? Eine Woche durch, wie viel ist er all, wie am Pferd, wie soll ich? Schrei, ja, sei, ich schaue, 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 ich hab schon zu schrauben, ich schaue, und ich schaue, 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 שאַנה בליס נאָמעטין זיך דער רבנית דאס איז אין די אַחזיר רוז די פאַר באש איז זי שלא אויף אַ קאַבאַנצ דאַ שלאַך מאַ גאַלט זייט זי זי מיר אַ חנה פאַנצ דאס אַ ווידער פאַר דער מאַך די דעם וואס נאָט דאָ דאָ קי פאַר דאס מיר שאַפ יער דער רבנית ניק די דאס זי אין דאס אַ מאַך די דעם פיפל גרופּ דאס איז יבער מאַך זאָ באַפ דאס לוק זאָ באַפ דאס פאַר יאַ מאַט די רעסט דרונד אַלער דוש דוש יס דרייגל פאַנד דאָ אַלער יאַר Oh, shine the least time at Inza, say, red, come the boat, Bahas. Say, red, come the boat, Bahas. The line of my seed, my aunt, she's the only one. And in Barry, the girl, Mark, was the aunt, who's paid the socks of the hairy, who's paid. Shark, as a herom. Romy, you look at Shiris, and the FFZ, see, everyone, we can help them without the nerve. Ja, das haben sie da dit. Erik kommt da da, das ist so Elias ist das. Erik ist nicht. Wir haben. Ja, das haben du da. Erik kommt da mit der Arbeit zu ihr ja. Komm, wir haben so mal. Aber man weiß es dann so dit. Da ihr das haben sie da, das haben wir in dem Fall. Ja, schön ist das. Ja, man mal wieder mit nach Saraka, das ist aber dann. Ja, und ob sie Mama wenn das ist Erik, Mama wenn das ist Lloyd. Sapet is jetzt sieht mir in der Binde diesen Jahren nicht auf euch, gell, rische, gell, rische. Das ist doch recht, das ist waschen, das ist rum geht. Das hat uns eine Dusche, fett, der rische. Rische, 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 and I only wore a wee bit there, you did this. Rather, this little soft on the heart, but it was a really nicky, 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 it's so with someone. Marfa's status. It was the last of any kid. My resolution, it was the only way to achieve it. If not, I'll have to sell them my resolution, seeing you, if you're scared, you're not this day. And Shaq, I'd say, Bush, and I can have Jared, look, you're cheating, say, get those tight tattoo. My resolution is it, Bush, that you know, this little comfort. It was a real lucky. My resolution, I guess, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not sure if you're a good person. Earth is on top of the world. Earth is at the web of Sivashna reality. Web of reality that he is the Tzitzit Karpin. The Arof, Sierra Locho, the Lushnim is near Ramarit. Echkaf is near Ramarit. Maros, the Lushnim is in Ritter. Shark and the Nabzu. Oh, Sharas, the Lushnim is not the Chim, the Sekulis. Earth is a shot by the track. He's the Miel making his assim. Earth is a viscous in the state money. Earth is a shot glance within a snare in it. All the money of the court which are turning. Earth is a shot to stop the shell again. It's all the lost gather at Vesa Click and I'm married. And then Chim, the Sekulis. Our resolution in the alley room. We're safe, we've got the hard press, you guys.